official car guy, master technician, Mark Salem, where the only two things we can't fix is a broken heart and the crack of dawn. To talk to Mark, call 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Now, once again, here's Mark.
Rolled up to my Chevrolet. I climbed down up inside.
Good morning, everybody. It's 4 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. My name's Mark Salem. I'll be your host for the next hour while we talk about your car and your car problems. Today, I have a special co-pilot, Denise Ellert from Lovett's Body Shop. Denise holds down Central Phoenix for me because she's the only body shop that's been able to pass the muster of our filters, and she's been with us for at least 10 years. And Denise kind of holds down the Central Phoenix area. So if you're in the Central Phoenix area and you're looking for a good body shop and you're a little worried, let me tell you something about Denise. And she's already blushing now. Denise answers to no man. Is that true?
That's true.
She doesn't answer to any man. There's nobody that she has to ask permission. She signs the front of the paychecks as opposed to the back.
That's right? That's right.
Okay. And when it comes time to making all the decisions, who makes them?
That would be me.
Okay.
Good
and
bad.
Now, how often, and if you don't want to answer this, this is okay. Just wave your finger, Mark, go to you know where. The guy that comes in with the leather loafers and silk socks, and he wants to tell you how to fix his car. How do you handle that?
I let him tell me, and then I fix his car.
You're better than I am. I have a tough time with that. Does that happen?
Uh-huh.
It happens all the time to
us. Yeah, actually, it happened yesterday. So, yeah.
All right, so tell me the story.
Well, no, they just there's times that they come in, too, and they'll go, this is about $500, right? And I'm going, let me put that in my computer because I'm not good at eyeballing things these days. And I'm like, but it doesn't look like about $500. And they're always surprised. I'm going, well, let me know. You know, I'll be glad to take care of that. I'm going to have it this many days, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
We get them where they come in and they tell us to do something, and I say to them, now, if I put the starter in your car, and if it doesn't fix it, and it doesn't start when we're done, you have to understand that you made the diagnosis, so it's going to be on your dime. If you want us to diagnose it, we'll guarantee it. I can't tell you how many times that we've done something that didn't do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
It happens at least once a year to us, but we've got all the verbiage down pat now. So we have them sign something that says, customer instructs us to replace the starter, requests no diagnostics or nothing, and accepts full responsibility if the car doesn't start.
Right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's tough. Now, women, do they gravitate to you? Do they, when they come in, can you see their shoulders drop? Because I see that in my business. I've got Nancy, there's a female service writer, and then I've got Andy, my daughter, and Renee downstairs. I can literally see the woman come in and just go, because they just seem like they're not walking into a lobby full of people and all men.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, they feel comfortable. They already say, I'm glad that it's women, and when we explain to them the repair process, they trust, I think, more in what we say, you know. But, you know, we when we write an estimate on our vehicles, we always bring our customer back with us. And I say we, the other estimate that I have is a female also.
Okay.
And so we bring them back with us. We let them look at our estimating database so they can see the little pictures that we're saying you need to repair this, replace this. And it gives them a visual.
Mm-hmm.
So they understand, of course, they're in awe always with your database, how it knows everything. But it also, male or female, lets them know what we're doing, why we do it.
Okay. I sent you a picture of a piece of plastic the other day. What was that called?
It's a bumper absorber is what
okay.
It is. It looks like an absorber.
Okay. Is it front or back? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell.
Okay. All right.
Bad photo, by the way. Bad photo.
That was an adjuster. I didn't take that.
He was showing the damage.
I take that back. That was a police photograph because of a piece they found at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw the little tag. You and I discussed the tag.
Right. The thing that was important on that was the tag.
Yeah.
To identify, you can call any manufacturer, dealer, and give them that number that's on there, and they can tell you exactly what it is and what it's for and where it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to use you to help me do that.
I'll be glad to.
Because that works. I got to take care of some business right now. Under the Hood, which is the name of our show, is brought to you by Quality Transmission. If you have an issue with the transmission, you just can't do better than Bob and Greg at Quality Transmission. They have many years of experience. They don't guess with your money. They know how to repair transmissions. Quality Transmission is located in Tempe on McClintock north of University. No matter where you live, they're worth the drive, and I'm very proud to recommend Quality Transmission. And for the rest of my recommendations with the mechanical and paint and body shops and tire shops and diesel repair shops, just go to MarkSalem.com. 602-508-0960. We're going to be talking about mechanical, but also paint and body shops. And before we go to the next break, I want to ask you, from the time I get into a wreck, it's kind of cloudy even for me on what's going to happen next. So I'm in a wreck, and let's say that my car was towed from the scene. Mm-hmm. So what do I do now? What am I supposed to do as someone who's just wrecked their car? I have insurance. The other driver has insurance. Tell me, give me the best advice.
Well, if you know you're at fault, go ahead and call your insurance company and get the claim going. Know where your vehicle is going.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times your tow companies will pick up a car, but you need to know where to go get it.
Okay.
You know, or to have it, who you're going to call to have it towed to where you're going to have it repaired. After that point, you know, get home, take care of you.
Okay.
And once you have your claim number and everything else, the next thing that you'll need to do is to pick a repair facility.
Okay.
You know? There's not a lot of work involved in that. You can go to Mark Salem's website, and he'll refer you to some shops that he recommends highly and he supports and he backs. You can go to Yelp. Mm-hmm. You can go to Garage Fly.
Yep.
You can go, and we reviews on these shops. You can go to To Fix It.
Angie's List is
another one. I mean, it's great. The internet is such a wonderful source of information. And read about them. Follow up with the Better Business Bureau. Make sure that they're in good standing that way. And if your vehicle's not drivable, you're not going to be able to tow it all over the place to get estimates.
Yeah.
So, you find a place that you feel comfortable with that has a good warranty for you, and all repair facilities deal with insurance companies. There's insurance companies that have direct repair programs, but that doesn't mean you have to take your vehicle to that repair facility.
Right, you have the right to go where you want.
Exactly. You go where you're comfortable, where you've done that research, and you feel that it's going to be a good job, because you do have recourse. Every shop should have a warranty. I have a gentleman that's coming in on Monday. We repaired his vehicle back 7 years ago.
Okay.
And his body filler was cracking.
Okay.
Typically, that indicates to me that the car has been hit.
Okay.
You know, and so we pull up this file because we keep our database. You know, it's electronic. So we can go back 7 years.
Yep.
And I'm going, oh, that body man. So I go out there and I look at it and go, you know what? Why don't you bring this in to me on Monday and we'll get this taken care of. The guy was so kind, but he was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
You're going to fix it? I said, you have a lifetime warranty with me. And I don't want you driving that truck around going, hey, I love this, did this for me. And he was genuinely surprised. And I was kind of disappointed that it didn't hold up. But, you know, you never know what's happening. If you got a product that didn't hold or whatever, 7 years later, it's your responsibility to be a good company and be honorable.
Well, that brings up an important consideration. All right. Now, listen to me, okay? One of the websites out there that we mentioned says you use these sites at your own risk. Another one says you use links to third-party sites at your own risk. Another one says we do not guarantee the services, repair, or products that they provide. One of them says you are solely responsible for any damage or loss you may incur if you use any of our services.
Well, the only one that doesn't say that is yours.
And here's what ours says. If you have a problem with one of my best shops and the Better Business Bureau agrees with you, and the shop refuses to abide by the final Better Business Bureau decision, I will personally carry out the directives of the BBB, which is typically either repair the car or refund money, up to $5,000. And the difference being is that when you're on my list, you're filtered first. Mm-hmm. It's just not everybody with money. You know that.
That's right.
And so the idea is that you're covered. It's written in writing. It's signed by me. It says up to $5,000. Now, how many times have I paid the $5,000 since 1988?
None.
Zero. And the reason why is because everybody, all 50 or 60 places on our shop list, they all understand that they better take care of it before it gets to that far, and they always have. Mm-hmm. So I've never had to pay. And my wife got mad at me when I raised it from like 500 to 1,000. Then I went from 1,000 to 5,000, and I wanted to cover transmissions and engines, so I had to be up in the $5,000 range. Right. And so that was kind of one of the things. Now, you said something, I'm in a wreck, and if it's my fault and my insurance company's going to have to pay for it, I call them and get a claim number. That's an important step, because once you have the claim number, you're really in control, right?
Right, that's correct.
And so then I pick my shop and call the shop. Now, do I just say to you, Denise, here's my claim number. I have American Family, and I want it towed to your shop. You handle it from there?
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Rental car, flowers?
Rental car, same thing. You know, we can make arrangements for the rental if they're, you know, if the vehicle's drivable, you know, I'm going to tell them to bring the car in. And when they drop the car, we got that information, the assignment's done. We put them in the rental from our shop. When they're done, they leave the rental car there, they get in their car, and they go home.
Okay. But how about if it's the other driver's fault? What do I do now?
That takes a little
2 minutes.
Simply because they want to verify that their insured is responsible.
Okay.
And a lot of times they went on police reports.
Okay.
That can take upwards of 10 days.
Okay.
And once they verified that information, then they will assume liability. There are several companies that will go ahead and write a tentative estimate, but they're still doing their investigating.
Okay.
If you have one of those estimates and they haven't assumed full liability, don't assume that they're going to repair your car.
Okay.
Because we've had that happen in the past, too, where they brought in this estimate and they didn't assume liability. In the end, they did an investigation. They felt that you were at fault.
Okay.
So then you had to go back through the whole process of dealing with your insurance company. So it's a little bit more time-consuming sometimes.
Yeah.
When you are the claimant. Then there's other companies that once their insurer calls and goes, I'm at fault, I got a ticket, this is the person I hit, and it's a two-day deal.
But it's still going to be on the outside 10 to 15 days from the other insurance company.
1 minute?
Around there.
That's unless they're insured.
Yeah.
Has called in and said, I hit this person.
How often does that happen?
You know, probably 70% of the time.
Seriously?
Yeah. Then you have the ones that know that they're at fault and they want to don't answer the phone.
The whole front of their car is pushed back to the windshield. They hit the truck in front of them and it's his fault for backing up.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Got those.
All right. If you have any questions, here's how you join us. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. Denise Ellert owns and operates Lovett's Body Shop. It's 14th place just south of Camelback, centrally located just west of 16th and Camelback. Great place. Been around since?
1959.
Although Denise wasn't around then in 1959, but the shop was, right?
That's correct.
Right. She was not even, you probably weren't even born by then. Okay, roll your eyes later. We'll be right back.
Hey, Mark Salem here. Andy Vapp.
The mechanic raised up from under my hood and he shook his head and said, this ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk one size too small. No spark plug wires are a little too long and your main prod's
gone. Welcome back, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. This portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Larry Harker's Auto Repair. They're a full-service, family-owned auto repair shop located at 38th Avenue in Indian School. Larry Harker's Auto Repair is a trusted name for quality and affordable automotive service and maintenance in the Phoenix area. So if you live south of Indian School and you live west of the I-17, Larry Harker's pretty well holds that area down for me, and they are a top-quality shop. So don't forget, Larry Harker's, and actually Bob and Ellen Frisbee own Larry Harker's. So, but they're great people, and they've been around a very long time, and it's really, really a wonderful place to be. Denise, so now when I wait that time frame, and after I get a claim number, I have to get a claim number from the other insurance company.
Yes.
And the claim number basically means we're going to take care of this, because you folks at the body shop know that once you get a claim number, everything's cool.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Do you have, you don't, without mentioning names, do you have some insurance companies that you just really struggle with the relationship? And do you have insurance companies that simply trust you from your point of view?
From my point of view at Lovett's, we've dealt with all the insurance companies, you know, since 1959. So we have a really good working relationship with all of them. I don't have any that are particularly difficult to deal with. I know that, you know, in our economy right now, and even the insurance companies have downsized, so your response time isn't what it used to be. You know, we're going to wait a day or two for a re-inspect, or we're going to, you know, their staff is overwhelmed. And that's all carriers. That's what we found with all carriers.
Okay. Now, in my world, I hear horror stories about the car comes in, it's been hit in the door, you're going to replace the door, and the insurance company won't pay to have the inside of the door undercoated. Do you run into small things like that?
No.
Nowhere?
No. Typically, we show them what we need to do.
Okay.
You know, if they didn't write for it initially on their estimate, you know, we, as soon as we get an estimate from a carrier that I'm not a direct repair for, we put that into our database. Then we tear down the vehicle and we start looking at what we're going to need.
Okay.
You know, if they've got it, if they've written for it good, if they've missed it, then we're going to need it. We haven't had any problem, or Lovitz hasn't had any problem getting them to pay for it.
Okay.
You know, it's straight up front. This is what we need.
Any arguments about, Denise, I want you to put a door skin on it and you want to replace the whole door? Do those kinds of arguments occur?
Not at Lovitz.
Okay.
You know,
right.
they defer to our expertise. If I say I need a door skin, or I need a quarter panel, or I prefer not to replace that, I think it's more advantageous to repair it because of this,
okay,
they're going to pretty much follow our lead and our expertise. I haven't really had a big problem with somebody saying, no, we're going to do it this way.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to bluntly ask you the question. When it comes time to advocate for your customer, does that happen often? Where you have to step up and go to bat for the customer? Because let me explain. In my world, I am not under the constraints that you are with insurance companies. Okay. In my particular view, the dent, what's the going rate now for body shop labor?
The prevailing wage is at $48 an hour.
Okay, so that dent takes 2 hours, but in reality, that's $100 dent. It always was $100 dent, but we do 2 hours so that we can get to the $100 instead of just calling it $100 and it's a 1-hour dent. There are times where the insurance company won't do what we want to do, and so we have to call the customer and say they'll only pay $700 of the rack, and we won't install that rack because it's a piece of junk. And so for $200 more, if you want to pay for it out of your own pocket, then I'm going to get you the top-notch rack for your car. That's what we have to do. Does that happen to you often?
It happens with regard to aftermarket parts.
Okay.
You know, if it's your insurance company, that's the contract that you've made with that insurance company, that they have the option of using aftermarket parts that would be fenders and headlights and bumper covers and things like that, all things made aftermarket. That gives them the right to, after a certain year, typically most insurance companies, everything that's a year or newer, they don't use aftermarket parts for anything that's, say it's 2012 now, so every 2010 vehicle, they can put aftermarket parts on. That's based on your contract with your insurance company.
Okay.
So be very clear when you write your contracts or you sign your contracts how it reads. The other option, or the other thing that you do have, is we're not very favorable with doing that. You have to go by how your contract reads. If you want to put OEM parts, which is our preference, always on your vehicle, you will have to pay that difference. It's your contract. What occurs with a claimant on a vehicle is that, again, insurance company is 1 year newer, and even though it's not your insurance company and you demand OEM parts, they're going to tell you this is how we write them, go through your own carrier. Again, it's an economic thing at taking advantage in a lot of ways of the customer, in that they know that you've got aftermarket parts by your carrier.
Okay, now you brought up two good points there. First of all, describe the difference between an aftermarket fender and an OEM fender. What's the problem that's presented?
There's two problems. The first problem is the fit. 90% of the time, you have they don't fit. The holes aren't in the right places. Those types of things. The other issues that come up with these are the quality of the metal.
Okay.
That it's actually poured, you know, when they use those molds,
mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of metal are they using? So what is the durability, how well is the corrosion protection on that? You know, it's that kind of thing.
All right. How many bolts hold a fender on? Just round numbers.
Probably 4 or 5.
Hold the fender on. Mm-hmm. Now, we got at least 2 or 3 in the hinge area. right?
Right.
And then across the fender, inner fender liner, we got a couple.
Right.
We got some in the back and some in the front.
Mm-hmm.
10, 12?
Yeah, that put in all your clips, nuts, bolts. Yeah,
okay.
Those types of things.
Okay, all right. And those are the ones you're talking about.
2 minutes.
When I get ready to put this fender on, this hole doesn't line up. And if I make the hole line up, then the fender doesn't match the hood. Is that what you're saying?
Right, where the holes don't line up with all the holes. Let's say if you've got four going across the top of the fender and, and the inner fender, they're not slotted to line up with the hood, to line up with the headlight, to line up with the bumper.
Okay,
they just or the door gap.
Okay,
you know, or some of the hoods are a little wider at the top and narrower at the bottom. Headlights don't typically slide into spots. Okay. They're very difficult to work with.
So you have to work harder and longer to make this thing fit, to make the fender adapt to the parts you're going to install in the fender.
Yes.
And the fender has to match. If you look at the fender from the side, the left side has to match, the top has to match, and the back and the right side has to match. And even the bottom corner has to match. And if it doesn't, then we have to line the door up to the right side, the hood up to the top, and the headlights in the front. What's that called?
And the bumper cover.
And the bumper cover has to go on the left side.
Most bumper covers bolt right to that fender.
Okay. All right. And that, folks, is what we're going to talk about when we come back. Because in the body shop industry, I agree wholeheartedly and support you when you talk about OEM, original equipment manufacturer, Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, Toyota, Honda, and aftermarket. But in the mechanical world, it's different. It's just different because we don't have those problems. It's just different. So, folks, that's what's important is to look at the big picture with respect to aftermarket parts and which community are we actually talking about or talking to. If you'd like to join us, you have a car question, 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. My name's Mark Salem. Denise Ellert from Lovett's Body Shop is here, and we're at your service, 602-508-0960.
This is Bob Slagle. My wife Joanne and I opened the first S&S Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your main frog spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all.
Injector ports are stripped. That's what we're talking about right now, right, Denise? I love that song. You know, when I first heard that song, I thought that is really got to be one of the songs that I enjoy the most because all the stuff he talks about is just simply BS. You know, right, injector ports are stripped. That's not something that we see. But we're talking about aftermarket parts. And when you talk about aftermarket parts, are you talking about sheet metal? Are you talking about doors and fenders and quarter panels? Or are you talking about bumpers too, radiator supports?
Typically, you don't get an aftermarket quarter, no.
Okay.
And you don't get aftermarket door assemblies or door skins,
okay.
No. It's typically fenders, hoods, bumper covers, lights, taillights, headlights, core supports, bumper reinforcements, bumper absorber. The splash shield, the plastic shield that goes along each fender skirt.
Okay, okay.
Those are typically your aftermarket parts.
Okay, and those are the ones that you struggle with fit and finish.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, their fit, their finish.
Okay.
You know, I would say that on an average, every bumper cover that we're required to purchase first,
mm-hmm.
I send it back at least once.
Okay.
Every bumper cover I get, I've sent back.
All right, you know. And it's because the technician takes it, and he takes it over to the car, and he comes over to you and says, I'm a half an inch short on this side, or nothing matches up, or what are some other reasons to return it?
The bumper cover, for example, they're either missing a tab, where it actually needs a tab to bolt on there. The edges are so rough and so raw that I'm actually repairing this cover.
Okay.
You know, why would I put my effort, my time, everything else to make an aftermarket cover
look nice,
and it's not going to fit 100% right.
Well, from my point of view, in bold and being blunt, the insurance company is making they're reducing their cost by getting this bumper cover that's actually costing you more money to put it on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's okay because it happens in our world as well. In our world, OEM is not the only option and certainly not the best option. We can hang tie rod ends on Ford trucks for the rest of my life, and we'll put them on every 30,000, 40,000 miles. But if you let me put a TRW or a Moog tie rod end on it, it'll last you for twice or three times longer. The alternator, there is no company, as you well know, that makes a Honda alternator. There's no such thing as a Honda spark plug.
There's no Honda paint either.
And there's no Honda paint, and there's no Mercedes paint.
Correct.
And there's the car manufacturers, when they build their cars, they go out and get low bids for every part of that car from the aftermarket.
Correct.
I was in Lincoln, Nebraska one time, and I was at the Goodyear plant that makes belts and hoses. They called it the industrial products plant. And I was standing at the bottom of this chute, and there had to be 100 chutes in front of me. And the belts were coming down in different sleeves. Every possible sleeve, Napa, CarQuest, O'Reilly's, Checker, every possible one.
All private label, yeah.
All private label. I've been to a filter manufacturer. Same thing, all private label. But I say to Goodyear, are those all the same belts? Yes, they are, but they're just in different packages. Okay, where's the Gatorback belt? Mark, that's our premium belt. We're not going to sell that to anybody. That's ours and ours alone. So we're not going to sell the Gatorback to anybody else because that's the premium. Okay, okay. When I'm in the filter, what's the difference between all these filters? Nothing. Is there a premium filter? Yes, we have a premium filter.
What's the difference?
The difference is the microns that it filters and how soon it opens in the morning. Did you know when you start your car up, it's 2 or 3 minutes before the filter begins to filter? Because the oil's coming in is so thick and milky that the bypass valve hasn't been set yet. So it bypasses the filter until the oil warms up, and that's going to take you 2 or 3 minutes. So people think they're getting instant oil filters, that's oil that's filtered, and the truth of the matter is they don't. So in our world, there's lots of things that we can do better. I can do better spark plugs, belts, hoses. I can do front-end parts. I can do suspension parts. I can do everything imaginable better than OEM. However, 25% of the parts I buy have to come from the dealer because nobody else will make them or nobody else will sell them, let's say.
Right.
So not too long ago, we opened up a radiator, and inside the radiator, there was a faux Moco radiator.
And 1 minute.
And then there's another company that's a Ford radiator. It was a Mazda box. It was for a Mazda car, but it was a Ford radiator. And it was in a different box. And then there's another one that Ford has that's an aftermarket company. And I don't remember what the name of that company is, but we see their parts a lot. So it is true that our businesses are all about cars, but in your business, I understand completely why OEM is the best. But in the mechanical side, it's just slightly different. All right, if you'd like to join us, you can, 602-508-0960. And when we come back, we'll talk about, in the absence of callers, we're going to talk about, now after you get the car to the shop, what's the procedure after that? Okay, we've covered up to the beginning. Now we're going to cover kind of the end. 602-508-0960. Mark Salem and Denise Ellert from Lovett's Body Shop, 14th Place, south of Camelback. And she holds down the center of Phoenix for MarkSalem.com. We'll be right back.
Hello.
No spark. Welcome back, everybody. 44 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. 10 to 11 right here on the Patriot 960. We talk about cars and your car problems, your car questions, 602-508-0960. Now, we're talking about paint and body shops, but did you know that the frame or the unibody structural integrity of your vehicle is as important to your car as the foundation is to your home? Phoenix Body Works uses the finest frame and unibody measuring system that the auto body industry has to offer. That's important information when you get your car fixed after an accident. I've seen many vehicles come into our shop with bent frames. They were obviously not repaired correctly. Phoenix Body Works will make sure your car is put back together the right way, on time, at an affordable price with quality parts that they pick themselves. Phoenix Body Works is hassle-free and insurance company friendly. They know how to work with insurance companies. They're in the north side of town, 19th Avenue, a half block north of Deer Valley Road. So if you need some paint and body work or a new paint job, or you just want to talk to somebody about a problem with the paint or the body on your car, stop by Phoenix Body Works, 623-582-1434. That's Phoenix Body Works. We were talking about, I get in an accident, and if it's my fault, I call my insurance company. I'm talking to Denise Ellert from Lovett's Paint and Body, been around since Jesus was a baby. Is that true?
It's been there a
long time. You feel there. You
since
feel
there. 1959, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's well established.
We've got a caller, Chris.
Okay. And so now at this point, I'm the one that's been involved in the wreck. I'm going to call my insurance company, and I'm going to ask them for a claim number because I'm at fault.
Okay.
All right. Now, with that claim number, I'm going to call a paint and body shop, and we'll pretend I'm doing it. Denise, this is Mark. I got in an accident the other day. I've already called my insurance company. I have a claim. What do we do next?
Okay. If you have a claim number, you can come by. I'll write you an estimate. 90% of the time, your insurance company is going to send out a direct appraiser.
Okay.
Okay. Once you've got that estimate, if the vehicle's drivable, once you've got that estimate, bring it by. We get the parts ordered. If the vehicle's drivable, let's expedite that repair process. Let's have everything there. Look at your car. Make sure we have everything.
Okay.
Because if I've got to have an insurance company re-inspect your vehicle, that's going to be downtime. So let's see everything that we're going to need. If your vehicle's not drivable.
Yep. It's in the wrecking yard.
Okay. Well, then we'll tow it in. The insurance company hasn't looked at it. More than likely, they've got their preliminary estimate.
Okay.
And if it's repairable, then you'll have it brought in. We start with their estimate again. We get the vehicle torn down. We contact that insurance company, let them know we may need this and this and this and this.
Okay.
And that's our working relationship with the insurance company. Our working relationship with you is to let you know that we've contacted them. This is what's going on with your vehicle. This is your tentative date of delivery. These are the tentative parts that are coming in. Inform you on everything that's going on with your car and keep you up to date on that. That's our policy. That's how Lovitz does that. We call you, keep you informed. If that's not happening, I need to know that.
Okay.
But it's customer service all the way, and it's expeditious. You know, downtime is the most important thing because I don't know, what type of rental car coverage you have, if any.
Mm-hmm.
And so certainly we want to get your vehicle back to you as quickly as we possibly can. So efficiency is where we rate high. Customer service is where I put all my eggs in one basket because I go off the premise that all body shops have good, honest, and wonderful technicians that truly do put their name to their work.
Mm-hmm.
And they do honorable and good quality body work. Okay? I'm going to make that an assumption because it's the way it should be.
Okay.
So the only thing that we have to stand out beyond that is good customer service.
Okay.
So, and that's what Lovitz is about.
And we're going to talk to Chris, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions about that process. For instance, think about this. When they total my car and give me a number, who do I look for to find out if that number is proper or not? Are you going to help me or not? Is the potty shop going to help me or not? But Chris, good morning to you. Chris, how can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Mark. I've got an F-250, a 2001.
Okay.
And occasionally, it doesn't do it all the time, when you back out of the driveway or out of a parking spot, it clunks.
Okay.
And, the tires are wearing normal. I've looked underneath it. I've tried to, lift the car up in the front end, shake the tires, see if there's a bulge or what, but...
Okay.
I can't see anything. It's got about 80,000 miles on it.
All right. Well, let me tell you the diagnostic process, which will help you. When you back out of the driveway, is there any kind of slope, downward slope?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'd pull up to the top of the slope, and then I'd put it in reverse, and I'd let go of the brake, and then apply the brake, and let go of the brake, and apply the brake. And as you back down the driveway, with no gas at all, you're just kind of coasting in reverse,
mm-hmm.
then I would see if I could make it happen. You have to learn how to make it happen in order to find it. So as you're coasting backwards,
mm-hmm.
You typically have a suspension shift, and the suspension will shift and move when you change directions. For instance, if I was driving your car, I'd get it on flat ground and I'd pull forward and I'd kind of pop the throttle a little bit and then I'd bring it to a gentle stop. Then I'd put it in reverse and I'd kind of pop the throttle again, and if it popped, if it clunked, if it knocked, then I'd say, okay, there's something in the suspension that when I go forward, it's shoving it backwards. And when I go in reverse, it shoves it forward. There I get the knock.
Mm-hmm.
So learn how to make it happen. Figure out what you have to do. Does the nose of the truck have to be down? And then you go into reverse. On your Ford, with that many miles on it, it could be a rear suspension slap with this leaf springs. There's been times we've taken hose clamps and wrapped them around the leaf springs and held them together, and the clunk goes away. So if that's the case, you don't worry about it. You just leave it alone. It's just sometimes the drive shaft slip joint needs to be lubed. So make sure that you get underneath there, and if there's a spline slip joint, you need to grease the heck out of that. Then you need to clean the splines and then put some just take a big handful of grease and put it all over there and see if that helps you.
Okay.
But a suspension shift is lower control arms, it's upper control arm bushings, it's lower ball joints, upper ball joints in the back end of the car. It can be a whole bunch of things. And it can be a spring slap. It can be a upper shock mount in the front, upper lower mount on the front, all of those things. And I'm pretty sure what you're talking about is either a suspension shift or a drive shaft play change in direction. Forward, I take the slop out, but when I go into reverse, I take that slop in a clunk, and then I'm back up. So learn how to make it, and then anybody can fix it.
Then okay, because it doesn't, you know, you hear it clunk one way, but then you don't, when you change directions, it doesn't clunk going the other way again.
Okay, and see, you have to pay attention. Let's say it clunks in reverse when you're backing down your driveway. It clunks in reverse. Then when you get it on flat road, then I want you to kind of pop the throttle and kind of accelerate quickly.
Okay.
And then listen, because it should clunk the other way. And then sometimes when you're coming into a stop on a red light, nobody's around you, come in kind of hot.
Okay.
And then hit the brakes. And then when the light turns green and you'll come to a stop and the truck will settle, and then when the light turns green, just pop the throttle to about 30%. And if it clunks there, you go, okay, that's how I got to do it. I have to force the shift. That's what I have to do. All righty?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, Mark.
You betcha. Mark@marksalem.com is my email address. You can open that up all the way. We're just getting some
air. We've got Charlie as well.
All righty. Charlie, go ahead. We got you covered, buddy. What can I do for you?
Good morning. Hey, Mark, does anybody publish a list of premium parts? I do a lot of my own work, but I've never heard of all these, like the Gatorade belts.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody publish a list of parts, you know, that say, hey, go buy these parts if you want an oil filter or whatever you want? This is the very best.
No, and I'll tell you why. It changes from year to year. We're selling a lot of Bando belts now, and we used to be just all Goodyear, but Goodyear's prices kept going up, and Bando was a really good belt, and their prices have stabilized. So we've moved some of our business to Bando. The TRW and Moog, those two ball joints and tie rod ends that I gave an example on the four trucks, sometimes those aren't the best ones. Sometimes they don't even make one for the application. Here's what I would do if I were you. If you wanted to, you could call around. Let's say, for instance, that you're going to replace the lower ball joints.
Okay.
You call a couple shops and you say, I have a couple ball joints. I want to bring it in, and I want you to verify that they're bad. But I'd just like to ask you, what brand of parts would you put on my vehicle when I bring it to you? And they'll tell you. And then if you get two or three shops that say TRW, if you get two or three shops that say Moog, or if you get two or three shops that say, oh, I'm going to go OE, then that's what you ought to do. But that's a quick, down and dirty, easy way to figure that out.
Well, there's an easier way for you if you make a list and hang it inside your shop and I'll come to your shop.
Well, you know, in reality, I have 144 vendors that we do business with, and they all sell something different. And when Jeff, my parts manager, his job, and now Jeff is who you really need. If you'll email me, I'll pass your question on to Jeff. Just give him three or four, you know, questions on parts, and he'll answer you. This is what I look, because it's Jeff's tail end. If he orders a bad part, a cheap part, or one that ends up biting us real hard, it's his job, and he handles $500,000 worth of parts every 2 months, and he does a really good job. All righty.
That's what I need. Thank you. I love your program.
Thank you very much, Charles. Okay, so we're talking about now when my car's totaled, are you going to help me or not? And either way, it's okay. And if not, what do I do?
The most important, there's not a lot I can do to help you.
Okay.
What I would recommend to you is this. With regard to a total, once it becomes an economical, non-repairable vehicle, let it go. You know, you are never going to be able to recap any monies you put into it over and above the value of the car.
Okay.
It's just an economical total loss. It's the way that it is. And you have to let go of that. You know, it's not that it can't be repaired.
Okay.
But it bothers me that somebody would want to put 200% more than the value of the car.
Right.
Okay. And I just can't do that. Even with paint jobs.
Okay.
I just can't do that. So once it's deemed a total loss, so that you understand the value of your vehicle, you need to be very clear about the condition of your vehicle prior to your accident. You're responsible for all that.
Okay. But here's the deal, real quick. They offered me $8,000, and I just put a $1,200 rack in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that important for them to know that?
Yes.
Okay. And I just put a new set of tires on it. Is it important for them to know
yes.
that? But a total really means this, if I can paraphrase it. A total means that everybody has decided that this car will never be worth the cost to put it together right.
Correct.
So why would someone want to take a car to a body shop in some alley and have them fix your car, because they're going to cut corners with safety and everything else, and you're going to get a car back that's going to exceed its value, and it's possible the windshield won't pop outwards, it'll pop inwards and hurt you bad in a front-end collision, right?
100% correct.
Okay, so that's, and I tell people the same thing. I tell them, there's no way I'm going to help you work on your total. If it just costs more to fix it right, that's the key word, right.
Correct.
Then it's ever going to be worth. So if you want to fight, then go do your own research about what your car's worth. Go to Craigslist.
You can go to Craigslist. You can go to autotrader.com and get it. You can go to kellybluebook.com.
Yeah.
And when you're going through that process, be cognizant of the condition of your vehicle minus the damage. In other words, if you've got a front end hit that totaled the car, but you need taillights and a rear bumper on the end, you got to know that the car ain't going to be worth what you're going to see on Kelly Blue Book.
Okay.
So be realistic in your process, and I think that you'll come to the meeting of the minds with your insurance company most likely.
Okay. This portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Thompson's Auto Repair and Towing. They're located on the south side of Main Street, just east of Stapley. Thompson's has been in business since 1970. Not as quite as long as Denise in 1959, but 1970. They're a AAA approved shop. They're an ASE certified Blue Seal shop, as well as a NAPA certified auto care center. Thompson's Auto was named the Business of the Year in 2009 by the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. They're equipped to handle all major and minor repairs on foreign and domestic cars. I'm proud to have Brian and Thelma, who own Thompson's Auto Repair, on my list, which is located at marksalem.com. Denise, very much for you spending your Saturday with me. Denise is from Lovitz, 14th Place. That's on the street side, 14th Place, just south of Camelback. Been around in that location since 1959?
1959. Okay. Yes, and we're proud of that.
And
I
folks,
you need to come and visit with you.
Okay. Folks, I got to tell you something. I send work to Denise and to a lot of my other paint body shops, but I always know that they're going to be treated really fair. Denise is like I do all the rest of them, but the ladies especially like you. I got to tell you that. They especially like you. There's a comfort zone that they talk about, that they get when they walk in the door.
20 seconds.
And those are the important things. So thank you very much for that.
You're most welcome. It's our pleasure.
Anybody, and you can stop at marksalem.com, or you can go to mark@marksalem.com and send me an email if you'd like, and I'll be happy to help you with your car problem. I'll be back next Saturday at 10 o'clock right here on 960 The Patriot. Remember that, 960 The Patriot, next Saturday, 10 a.m., and we'll talk about your car.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only.
You're single. You're Christian, and you're looking for a meaningful
relationship. We did
finally
get those two callers in. I'm a happy
camper. Find God's match
good,
for good, you good, at good. ChristianMingle.com.
Thank you very much, and I'll see you
it's
next
easy.
Week.